Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the third Sunday of Lent, Year B. First reading will be taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 to 17. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 19. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 13 to 25. The theme of our reflection is proclaiming the crucified Christ. In today's second reading, St. Paul notes, while the Jews demand miracles and the Greeks look for wisdom, here are we preaching a crucified Christ. Yes, my brother, my sister, during this season of Lent, we have been reflecting on the life of our crucified Lord and Savior, the power and the wisdom of God, who demystified and upturned the testing power of Satan in the desert and climbed the mount of the transfiguration for a Trinitarian and prophetic ascent of his salvific mission. And so, my brother, my sister, as children of God, we must bless the name of the Lord for being able to preach and live under the shadow of our crucified Christ, because it was not the case in the era before Christianity. At that time, the law of the Lord was proclaimed the perfect, the right and true message of eternal life. Hence, today's psalmist notes that the law was sweeter than honey and desired more than the purest of gold. The appearance of Moses on the Mount of the Transfiguration affirmed the preciousness of the law and what it meant to the people of God. Thus, God's people cherished and relied on the power and wisdom that flowed from the law given to Moses on Mount Sinai, which was later placed in the Ark of the Covenant and secured in the Holy of Holies within the tent of God's glory, the tent of God's people. After 300 years, King Solomon built a temple in place of the tent of God's people to house the Ark of the Covenant. That temple became the house of God, the nucleus of Jewish tradition and the center of worship to the Lord. Although that temple was destroyed by the Babylonians in 6 BC and rebuilt by King Herod in 63 AD, the temple was regarded still as the dwelling place of God, where the Israelites and sometimes Gentiles gathered to offer sacrifices of ancient festivals such as Passover, Pentecost, and the Tabernacles. And so, like many other Jews, St. John notes in today's Gospel that our Lord Jesus was in Jerusalem for the festival of Passover, and his first act was to cleanse the temple of its cellars and buyers, which was a public declaration of the replacement of the temple with his own body and blood. In other words, our Lord Jesus became and is the temple of God. Hence, we preach our crucified Christ, because he is the glory, power, and wisdom of God, and his Spirit dwells in the hearts and minds of those who desire the love that counters hatred. His Spirit dwells in the hearts and minds of those who desire the wisdom that overcomes despair and the truth that grants true freedom, justice, and eternal life. Thus, my brother, my sister, let us preach our crucified Christ and share his mercies and help others to tap from his wisdom, his power, his goodness, his love and kindness. May the Lord bless us as we dispense the blessings of our crucified Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.